Hello, this is Dan Kowalski. I'm a commercial fisherman and a property owner in the borough of Petersburg. A few days ago, a friend handed me a map. It was of Wrangell Narrows and had a section of Mitkoff Island colored bright red. The map connected rumor with concrete plans for a University of Alaska timber sale and logging operation right in our neighborhood. Right in the southern doorway to Petersburg. I'll describe the cut, because the logging operation isn't easy to decipher from range and township numbers, and is not well understood in the community. If we're traveling south in Wrangell Narrows, making the turn at Blind Slough, Burnt Island and Keen Island come into view. That's where the cut is planned. 368 acres on Mitkoff Island, a mile and a half of shoreline, right across from Beecher Pass, Keene, and Burnt Islands. It's University of Alaska land, and apparently they need the money, so they're contracting a cut. As I understand it, there's no provision for local milling or use. The old-growth spruce and cedar are likely destined for the Orient. The Petersburg borough will not receive any direct tax revenue from the sale. This steep slope cut, virtually right down to the water, a baseball throw from a designated scenic waterway, right in our neighborhood, right in the vicinity of a State of Alaska Marine Park, raises a lot of questions for us as a community. At a most basic level, we should ask, who benefits and who pays? If it's just about money, in the big scheme of things, the university gets a small wad of cash. The helicopter company gets a summer job, as do a few folks who work in the woods. Who pays? I contend that as a community, we all do. Certainly, the property owners in the vicinity will be dealt a blow with a degraded neighborhood and lower property values. Those in the community that enjoy or depend upon safe, all-weather subsistence activities will have fewer options. And in general, I wonder how the short-term gain from close-in timber cutting is working for Wrangell and Cake. I often think of Greater Petersburg as being somewhat similar to Washington's San Juan Islands 60 to 70 years ago. Now the San Juan Islands are a thriving and highly desirable destination. What is our vision for the future? Like the San Juans, we've got world-class surroundings, but only if we stick up for them. No doubt, the legal, jurisdictional, and political realities of how the Petersburg borough might influence the outcome of the University of Alaska disposal cut are complex and challenging. But the borough has unique leverage. The borough has moral authority because this is our home. We live here, and nobody knows the place better than we do. Timing is critical. The cut could begin soon. I believe the borough has a real opportunity to step up and say, whoa, not so fast. Did we have adequate public participation and process? Were the impacted property owners contacted? What about safe all-weather subsistence? Steep slope logging? Landslides? Do we have any liability issues here? I believe timber harvest has its place in the economic mix of Southeast Alaska, where it makes good sense. This isn't one of them. The University of Alaska cut degrades our neighborhood and our southern doorway. It does, however, provide the Petersburg borough an opportunity to exercise one of its reasons for formation. As a community, we need to step up for this one. Thanks for listening.